Well, welcome in. So glad you can join us here for another edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. We are at an absolutely beautiful place here today. Jordan, you actually got the full-fledged tour. So let's start with that before we get into
the Open.
Yes. Well, hey, it's beautiful out. Unfortunately, the course is closed due to the wet weather. But Jeff Schumann, the park manager, gave me a ride around, and we saw some deer, we saw a few bugs, but beautiful. I mean, a lot of great sight lines off the tees. First time I've been out on the golf course here. It's pretty cool, and yeah. I only live just down the road.
Yeah, absolutely
awesome
beautiful
place.
It is, and one of many, many beautiful in the area, and we're going to check in with an old friend, somebody that we talked to before. Yeah. But lots of good stuff going on, certainly with the Metro Parks, no doubt about that. What can you say about Morikawa that hasn't already been said? I sent a message to you guys earlier. I mean, the first guy to win two majors in his first attempt. That's insane to me. He's only 24 years old. Sky's the limit for this kid, no doubt about it.
Well, he's young. He's good. He's good on TV. He's good on, the mic. He's got tons of talent. He had a sweet shirt on today, by the way. That was a nice outfit he had on. And he's got the championship. Mm. The Open champion.
When did that? All right, I'm gonna ask BC, okay?
Yeah, you guys.
BC knows everything.
You guys keep making fun of it. Everybody else
making fun
is
of
a
it?
Copy. Oh, yeah. You guys keep going, the Open. No, it's the Open. It's like Le Colisée. Who gives a crap? You know, it's the Open.
Yeah. When did that start? That loud? BC. When I was growing up, though, it was just known as the British Open, right?
That's because American announcers did it.
Oh, is that really what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always been the Open.
How much of it was marketing and all that, or was it more just a general R&A thing?
Well, it's. I don't think it's anything.
Nothing?
I mean, it's nothing. It's the Open. It's the first Open and really the biggest tournament in the world still to date, I think. The oldest and the biggest tournament.
I like it better as the Open Championship.
It
whether
is.
Whether it's better to say it that way or not versus the British. The British is kind of a slang way to say. And that was a while back. When did it switch over? 10 years ago?
What?
When did it start to switch over?
It's never switched over.
Okay, so it's always been the Open Championship.
It's the Open Championship, yeah.
Everybody calls it that now. You know, it was a cool sight today, guys, showing that the guy...
Engraving.
I thought that was a cool... He had the jug in front of him, and he was engraving the name. And, as Morikawa was walking up on 18, I thought that was cool. That was a really cool shot.
Did his playing partner complain about... being mobbed by people? Or was that okay? There's another group behind him. That's right.
What was your take? Mike, let's start with you. What was your take on this tremendous run that Morikawa finished today?
He's a young man, and, he's got all the shots, you guys. 24 years old, the sky's the limit for him. We were talking earlier, sports rap, how quiet he is. And that suits you good for golf, right? You don't see him get up too much, and you don't see him get down too much. In fact, I think they made a point of it during today's round, you saw one fist pump. That was it. And the rest of it was really good golf.
Yeah, I mean, how many
he took it from the guys.
Yeah.
How many holes did he go without making a bogey? 29 or something like that?
Is a whole bunch.
Yeah, like a lot.
What was your takeaway, BC?
It was a calm British Open, first of all. He didn't have the wild weather. It was nice. I saw a lot of the Brits in shorts last few days. But, not a surprise that Morikawa won. Not by the, because these kids are ready, as Jordan knows. Out of college, these kids are ready to win. And they don't care where it is. When it is, they're ready to win. Uh-huh. And you could say, well, yeah, it's pretty amazing he did it his first two starts at a major. Yeah, that is pretty amazing numerically, but I don't think so. And like you said, he's calm. His demeanor is great. Someone taught him a lot of respect about the game, and he's giving it back. You can tell this guy gets it.
Look at Morikawa and look at Spieth. Spieth is fun to watch, but you know everything that's going through his mind constantly. Morikawa is just, like I said, yeah, earlier on the show, Sports Wrap, we got to think of a nickname for this guy.
No pomp and circumstance with him.
Just a quiet assassin.
Business.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised. He's going to win a lot.
The businessman.
How do we categorize, I asked this during Sports Wrap, BC, you weren't with us, but how do we categorize Louis? Because you almost feel bad for the guy in there. He's a really good golfer, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't finish that high without being a really good golfer, but yet now there's that thing out there that this guy can't win, that he short circuits. And it wasn't like there was a meltdown or anything. I mean, to me, it was like when the moment presented itself, you saw two golfers go like this, and he kind of went like that. But what's your takeaway on Louis, BC?
Didn't finish the deal. I mean, he just didn't finish the deal. Hey, you know what? You put any of those guys, they'd say, give me a position Sunday afternoon to have a chance.
Yeah.
And they were there. And some days you do it. Well, most days you don't do it. And some days you do, but I think he just didn't finish the deal. You know, he's got an open belt on him. So he finished the deal away, kind of led wire to wire at St. Andrews, but he had to win it today because someone, like you said, Morikawa went out there and won it.
I think, guys, what's your take on Spieth? For me, it's like, wow, cool. He's kind of back again. Like he was back from playing from the depths and he was contending and doing well.
There were a few moments today. I don't know about you guys, how much you guys watch. There were a few moments today. It wasn't long, but there was about a 10-minute span where I was like, this guy's going to win. When he started the charge, it was like, okay, he's going to win. But as you guys were talking, it's slow and steady, Mr. Consistent, Morikawa just stayed with it. And
well, it's tough to catch a guy who doesn't make any bogeys.
That's exactly
for 2 days, right?
Yeah. Jeez, oh, Pete.
You compare him to almost like a Jim, what Jim Furyk did the back nine at the Open, the Senior Open. Mm-hmm. Fairways and greens. You say it's boring, but it takes, as Mike would say, it takes a lot of really good golf to hit fairways and greens and be in that command of your golf ball.
I think also, we're in a society now with the internet and everything else. Jack Nicklaus didn't have to listen to all this, right? How many times did Jack Nicklaus come in second?
Good call.
24.
Right?
He probably didn't remember any of them.
Did anybody? Exactly. But does anybody go, why aren't you winning, Jack? Why do we have to think that way all the time? I mean, he's awesome. One of the best players in the world. Been that way for a while too. Mm-hmm. Louis Oosthuizen. Yeah. And he's going to keep going. He'll get his. But I think that it was a great win today. I think it's really good for golf. He's young, right? And sky's the limit for him. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
That is
kind of switching gears, Sean. I mean, these Metro Parks, they're in pretty good shape all the time. Because I kind of get around and play a little bit of golf now and then once in a while. And I don't see a lot of good golf courses, but the Metro Parks consistently deliver a really good product.
Yeah.
The golf courses are good enough, good enough layouts, but the conditions are great.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking to an old friend about just that and the many options in the area that you can choose. And as BC said, go enjoy some of these great Metro Park courses. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night, 760 WJR. Well, we sure appreciate you joining us on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR at Spin on Golf. And we are kindly joined. It's nice to talk to her in person. I think I can speak for, everybody. I was done with the Zoom stuff. It's nice to see human beings again and have face-to-face interaction. Amy McMillan, the director of Huron Clinton Metro Parks, kindly joining us. And Amy, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Well, I am great. Thank you so much for being here. We're happy to have you at Willow this evening.
We had a bet off the air, by the way. I want to make reference to this.
Well, the line just went up.
The line. Tell everybody what your bet was.
I just threw it out there. I said,
why me?
Why do you think? Because you play golf everywhere. I said, what's the over under on how many of the Metro Parks that PC has played in 2021? And I set the line a little low at 2.5. Should have said at 3.5.
Free money.
And BC claims that he's played which four?
Stony Creek, Indian Springs, White Lake Oaks, and Kensington.
Okay. So you win the bet, Sean.
Yeah. Thank you.
He took the over.
Technically, White Lake's.
Technically, White Lake Oaks is not one.
No, it's an Oakland County Park.
It's an Oakland County.
Sorry. I still won.
Amy has made an audit, and the bet is off.
I know.
It's off.
I made a bogey. You're right. Sorry, Amy.
Still over 2.5.
You know what? The one thing we were all talking about when we were driving down here, it is a beautiful drive getting in here. If you're one of those people, like it's a Sunday afternoon, and I'm just going, look at all the farmland. Oh, yeah, I'm going to a golf course. I mean, it is. And that's one of the things about this. It's, you know, you've got the golf, but 400 miles of trails, farm, nature, something for everybody, really, at the Metro Parks.
Oh, 100%. If you want to be outdoors and you want to be on your bike, if you want to be hiking, if you want to golf, if you want to see movies in the parks, our Movies in the Park program starts in August. You want to visit a farm center with your family or your kids. We have two of those in the Metro Parks. We have just really extraordinary facilities. We've got swimming pools, and we've got the last of our pools is going to open on Friday. We finally got enough lifeguards together. We want to thank our team at Lake Erie for putting that together. You know, the last year has been super crazy, but we have such a great team in the Metro Parks. We're so grateful to them.
Talk about Movies in the Park. I think that's such a cool concept. And as a father of a couple kids that love movies and love the drive-in type of thing, explain to everybody what that's all about.
It's all about the drive-in, right? I remember going to the drive-in with my parents when I was a kid in a big, you know, grocery sack full of popcorn in the car. So we have Movies in the Parks coming up in August. We have 13 different movies on 15 different nights and 5 of our Metro Parks. So you can either go to the Metro Park nearest you, or you can travel all the way around and enjoy every single experience.
Great stuff.
Did you say 400 miles? 400 what?
400 miles of trails in the Metro Park.
400 miles? So I'm still trying to comprehend that. That's how slow I am. I'm sorry. Amy, you never went into a drive-in in a trunk? You went in the car?
Okay, so my mother could be listening to this show tonight, so I'm going to say categorically, no, I did not do that. Never. Ever.
Well played. You know, we talked to you before about some of the courses, and obviously golf is a big part of what you do, and I don't think people understand how unique each course is and how beautiful each course is.
You know, you may say that we're biased, but I mean, seriously, objectively, we have the most gorgeous, incredible courses anywhere in southeastern Michigan. And, you know, here at Willow tonight, it's super wet because of the weather. But you're talking about, I was out with Jeff Schumann in the golf cart. I saw a heron and a bunch of ducks, and you can see eagles, not just, you know, shoot an eagle, but you can see an eagle when you're out on our courses. The wildlife is incredible.
We saw some deer when we were out there.
Yeah,
too.
Right. And our team just does such an extraordinary job maintaining our courses. They are absolute professionals. And you will not find a better course anywhere than one of the Metro Parks courses.
Mm. Great stuff. Nature Center's back open as well, correct?
Yes. Nature Center's were reopened at the beginning of this month, along with so many of our other facilities. And, you know, people have been waiting for the Nature Centers to be open. Our trails have been open the entire time of the pandemic, but coming into the Nature Center gives you an opportunity to meet with our staff, to learn about the really specific wildlife, the really specific environment, the work that we do to preserve that environment in each of our parks.
Mm. Talk about the water facilities too. Again, as a parent, I can't think of a better way to cool off, and just the joy, the big smiles on their face. Talk about, you know, some of the things that you provide in that regard.
It's summer in Michigan, right? So we should be in outdoor water facilities as often as we possibly can. So of course we have, you know, Lake St. Clair is awesome. You can swim at the beach. You can swim in the pool. You can run through the splash pad there. It's insanely great at Lake St. Clair. Stony Creek has two swimming beaches. We have one of the tallest inflatable slides anywhere. It's super fun.
That's cool.
It is super cool. You should see kids going down it. It is an absolute riot. Just around the corner from where we're at is Turtle Cove, our water park with all of its great features. It is an attraction throughout the entire region. Willow Pool here in Willow Metro Park is also around the corner. It's a great place to take your family. Lake Erie is the pool at Lake Erie is going to open next weekend. Okay. We've been working super hard to get enough lifeguards to open it and get everybody qualified. So we're really excited to have the rest of our pools open. We have a great splash pad at Indian Springs. We have Splash and Blast, which is crazy, at Kensington. So seriously, Kensington has two beaches, Martindale and Maple Beach. So if you're looking to be out in the water, if you're looking to be on the water, we have rentals of kayaks and paddle boards and canoes at some of our facilities. The metro parks are a great place to come and bring your family and spend some time in the water and on the water.
I like to do the kayak.
Wait a minute here. Amy.
Yeah.
You need to be a little better informed about your facilities. I think you might have missed something.
What am I missing?
I mean, I'm writing this stuff down. I'm like, all I remember is the toboggan run up in Waterford. You know, that's what I did in the wintertime. I went there every day with my kids, you know. Oh, what's that?
Very prepared.
I love
my part. She was prepared. It just went right off her tongue. Like, wow.
Amazing.
And none of that's in my notes either. One of the things I think that makes the Metro Parks so special is we do love our parks, right? Everybody who works at the Metro Parks, we talk about this sort of Metro Parks magic. 100 years ago, I was an intern at Lake St. Clair, and I always wanted to come back to the Metro Parks. We have people who've left the Metro Parks, who have been here, or maybe as seasonal employees, who always want to come back as full-time employees. There is something about these parks. There is something about this team that is just really extraordinary. I wish I could describe it better for you, but we call it the Metro Parks magic at my office, because these are extraordinary places, and we just feel so honored to be stewards of these great public parks and facilities.
I know the water park next door here is a favorite of our area down here, Timber yes. Creek. They love the
Turtle Cove. Oh, yeah. It's the best.
Kids there, they all line up and they head on over. They love it.
Holly Clegg from Lower Huron actually got married at Turtle Cove. She is the world's biggest Turtle Cove super fan.
That's great.
So yeah.
You know, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about everybody's favorite courses. I give you the opportunity to talk about some of the courses. I know BC has a particular favorite course, but you know, when we're talking about some of these courses, I just give you an opportunity to tell people what they can expect.
Yeah. So I think everybody does have their own favorite course, right? Indian Springs. I think every other word is Indian Springs.
We're not used to having BC with sound on. Yeah. So,
there you go.
He takes half the show to get his sound working, but he's obviously on tonight.
Well, you know, here at Willow, this course is really, really beautiful. The course was built in 1978, but it was designed by Bill Newcomb. Eric and Jeff and their team here are extraordinary. Lake Erie, a little bit further south, is an incredible course as well. Then if you want to head north, Kensington, of course, is a really great favorite. Everybody loves playing Kensington. But I am telling you, if you've not been to Huron Meadows, 100% worth the trip. It is...
Played there three times. It's cool.
It's a great course, right? Yeah, great. People don't always know about it, but it is a great course. And I'm at Hudson Mills. If you haven't been to Hudson Mills in Washtenaw County, that is a fantastic little course. People love it. And it's also just extraordinarily beautiful. So, you know, go to any of our seven courses. If you want to play par three, go to Lake St. Clair and, you know, hop on the course. It's a riot.
And foot golf too.
Foot golf. Yeah. I've seen people playing foot golf. Is way more my speed.
BC is great at foot golf.
Well, yeah. I'm sure that BC is great at anything BC puts his mind to, right?
He loves foot golf.
I'm not good at foot golf. Yeah. I tore an adductor doing it. No good. No good.
Like some of the guys on the England team last week, right?
No, I didn't dive, though.
Amy, quickly, we have about a minute to go when we hear that music. Hey, listen, if you don't have time, you can go to the driving ranges as well.
Oh, right? Absolutely. We've got a great driving range here at Willow. We've got a driving range at Lake Erie. We've got a driving range at Huron Meadows. Stony has a driving range?
Yes.
Stony does not have a driving range. I'm sorry. But come out to our driving range, just hit a bucket of balls, enjoy the day. Wherever you go in the Metro Parks, you will have a fantastic day.
Literally something for everybody. Amy McMillan, the director of Huron Clinton Metro Parks, kindly joining us. Nice to see you in person. Nice to talk to you and hear all the great things going on with the Metro
come
Parks.
Come back soon. Come back when the course dries out later for this sure. week. Absolutely. We'll be open on Tuesday.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night right here on 760 WJR. Well, I'm going to reiterate, it really is beautiful out here. It's like a drive out in the country. And the interesting thing about it is we were talking about, Jordan, is, you know, you're talking about a situation where you have the course within a park. You know, I mean, you really do feel like you're in the middle of nowhere, because when you're out there, you don't see any houses. I mean, there's just park all around. It is beautiful.
I mean, BC and I are kind of the same. We don't like houses. We don't, you know, we want to be out there and enjoy the golf, the nature, and the quiet time. And you won't see any houses, which I think is pretty special in these places.
No doubt about that. All right, it's the Mike Fay segment of the show. Mike Fay always keeping an eye on what's going on in the LPGA. Of course, it was in our neck of the woods. What about not too far away, right up in Midland? How far is Midland? About 2 hours from where we're sitting right
Max.
Now?
One road.
Yeah,
about 2 hours away.
145-ish.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the one, the only Michael Fay.
No, you guys are so kind. Pretty awesome. Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational in our own backyard. We hope that a bunch of you guys got up to go see it. And Jordan, I need your help with this. The sisters. What's their name?
Jatanagarns.
Yes.
Yes.
They went nuts. And shot 59
twice
to win. In fact, yes, twice. They shot 59 twice to win, and they won by 3 shots. Mm-hmm. And you know, looking back into the interviews and the stories, I found it very interesting going into the last round that Aria says to Mo, "Hey, let's birdie every hole." So guess what they did? They almost did.
Wow,
they
that shot 59
in the
ironic.
Last round.
Yes. Vision 54.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They are Vision 54 players.
Yes.
Both the sisters.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Apparently on the last hole, I have to remember who dumped it in the water. And then they got kind of nervous, but they made it and won. So there you go. Pretty cool.
I don't know if you guys know the backstory there a little bit. I forgive me if some of it's wrong, but you know, they're one of the girls' caddies, who is another LPGA Tour player's husband, who caddies for the Jatanagarns. Unfortunately, their daughter is in the hospital and is, you know, some brain swelling. And so a lot of the girls, if not all the girls in the whole week, were wearing ribbons in honor of her. And, you know, hopefully she's going to be okay. And I saw them, obviously they won. So it was a pretty special day. They're taking the flag off and they figured for sure that flag was going one place. I don't know if you can look that up. I want to know who that, the young lady was. I mean, I know she's pretty popular. So
well,
prayers for them.
You mentioned it earlier as well. Kudos to that area. It mm-hmm. has been a brutal year for everybody. It has been a really brutal year for those people. You might remember, you know, the
flooding
guys in state, mm-hmm. you know, and you guys were a big part of that, you know, helping everybody out up in the Midland area with those floods last year. As if COVID wasn't enough, they had some just devastating floods up there. And it's nice to see that area bouncing back.
BC?
Michigan took care of their own. That's all I got to say. You know what? Michigan's in trouble. People got together, took care of Midland. It was good. The golf pro, you know, Jimmy Dieters, you know, Jordan knows what he did. He bent over backwards and housed people, and he was out of a house. And it's what you do. That's just what you do. And Midland did it, and the areas around Midland, not to say it was Midland. There's a lot of the areas north, too,
sure.
that really got it. But it's really good to see that the golf was back there, and it's really is well, very well attended. I mean, I could say that because some people that Jordan and I teach were up there, two doctors that we know, and they said it was packed. There was like too many people there, so the place was booming. It's so good to hear, Mike.
Yes, absolutely. No, I as we've seen a bunch of the interviews of the ladies, it is very quickly becoming a big fan favorite of the players. They want to come,
and seems you like look a at fun some event. Of these
teams.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like a fun event. They got team names and walk up songs and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Social media. It's cool. It's good.
I mean, it's a cool town. It's an eclectic little town, Dow Chemical, and we all know what they do for golf in Michigan. But it's just who wouldn't want to be involved in that if you could?
You know what? I want to bring something up to you guys because Jordan, you mentioned, the walk up songs, the personality in golf now. Okay. There was always this perception of golf, and you guys know it. You've lived it your whole life, but the personality in golf now, it's awesome. Seeing guys, and I'm sure we'll get into Brooks and Bryson in a moment, but before I do love my driver, I'm not going to lie, but you guys love that stuff, right? Because there's this false notion that, the old school guys that have been golfing forever is that's not the way we do things. Knowing you guys the way I have in the last year, I think you guys all love the personality now in golf, right?
Well, obviously the tour is not ignorant and they put that $40 million in a pot because that's kind of what it's turned into. And hey, it's about social media and everything else. And what are the kids looking at?
Yep.
They're not looking at the old guy wearing pants down at the end, down there yelling at him, me. So they're looking at the social media and the fun stuff. So the fun stuff is a big part of the game.
Mike, what's your take on that?
Yeah, things are changing very quickly. I mean, I'm all over with social media. What's fun is to see the people putting together clips of their favorite players and things that are happening to their favorite players with driver and, this past week, it was hilarious to watch what people think of what's going on out on the tours. And
there's gonna be a lot of names of drivers.
There's the face with the driver and, big frown face and all this other stuff. Yeah, it's fun, and I get a kick out of it.
They don't do what they used to do. You had a bad day putting, you tie the thing up to the back of your car and just go 90.
Rag it.
And just rag on the putter. Just beat it up. But then again, you were putting with it to get next week, the next tournament. It was all beat up, but who cares? It got its message across,
It's funny, as I sit here right now and I'm looking at Mike and BC in here, and I look straight ahead and I can see Brooks Koepka right there. If you look right here, says enjoy like a pro, and he's dying laughing right there. Look over here.
It's great. It's right there.
It's part of the show.
Right there. doesn't it seem like Bryson steps into every one of his bear traps? I mean, honestly, it just seems like he's lobbing softballs for Brooks just to annihilate him.
I don't need material. Someone else is giving it to me. Yeah. Hello. This is so easy. It's great too, because Koepka's just like, this is so easy. I love him.
Maybe played good today. You know that?
Yeah, he did.
Really good today.
Well, they both shot 500 today.
Yeah. 65 for the both of them. I have a feeling we might be hearing Bryson's name again before the end of the show. I just call me crazy. I think we might be hearing his name again
I asked if you can be a nominee more than three times in 1 year.
Lifetime exemption.
I guess that's
lifetime exemption.
Well,
hey, what's going on at the Barbasol?
Well, that's a good question. I believe
I thought you had it up.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just threw you under the bus.
Playoff
that's
hole
on
here.
Me.
We've got Poston and Power. They are in their second playoff hole, playing number 18 again. They both birdied it the first time around, so they're still going. If those of you watching on TV, you probably have maybe a quicker recap than I do.
Stewie played with Seamus today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Stewie moved up a little bit. I don't know what kind of rank he'll get after today. Did it say on the board there, BC?
No, it hasn't said yet. It didn't give him a projected standings. Okay. They don't do that until the playoffs over. But, yeah, it's not going to hurt him. Hopefully he moves inside the top 100 in the FedEx. And
I mean, it's tough. Those good week. 21 under, right? Guys got to shoot. Guy shoots 2 under or 3 under, and he's losing ground. It's like
incredible.
Crazy.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Yes, we do have the POW. Gee, I wonder who it could possibly be. We always like to check in with Mike and Jordan about what's going on locally, what they can talk about as well. There's so much going on, out here at the Metro Parks as well. That's where we are at today. This course in particular, back open again on Tuesday. You want to see a beautiful spot, come on out here. We'll wrap it up on a Sunday night, 760 WJR. Yeah, just to follow up on something that Jordan brought up. Jordan, I know you have the information. I
couldn't remember the name originally, but, you know, the caddy, Pete Godfrey, for the Janagarn girls. It's his 10-month-old daughter, who is also the daughter of Jane Park, who's the LPGA Tour player. So she went in on Friday with undiagnosed seizures and some brain swelling. So prayers out to her.
God bless her.
Grace Godfrey, and hopefully things turn for the best. And, you know, tough week for them.
God bless her. No doubt about that. We were talking during the break too, and I'm going to ask you guys, because you guys have been golfing. Do you remember a summer like this? Because we had the big rain in late June where I'm not joking, I've never seen it rain that hard that long in my entire lifetime. It was, and it wasn't just the light rain. It just poured for hours. And then this past week, it rained as long, but it wasn't as hard. Do you guys remember a summer We're like this? I mean, it's. I've heard so many, you know, golf outings ruined, golf tee times ruined, you know, trips that people had, you know, where it, as you get older, it's difficult, unless you're a pro, to take some time off and, you know, hey, we're going out for the day. And unfortunately, it's been ruined. Do you guys remember any recent time? I mean, this has been insane this year.
The rain, I don't remember the rain. All I remember is when we get 10 or 12 or 14 straight days and 95 or 100.
Yeah.
The rain doesn't faze me. I can't even remember rain. But if you tell me, do you remember when it was hot? I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know about these guys, but.
No, I think it was kind of a breath of fresh air. I was at Edgewood all day on Friday, and everyone's like, we're going to Fox Hills and stand inside. I'm like, no. I'm going to stand outside. I'm going to stand under my tent. And you're going to stand outside and hit balls, and I'm going to watch you, because you know what? It just seems like this year you're going to have to play in this. So let's get ready to play in it. That's the way it is. And it, nice. It did. It poured all day Friday, Mike.
Yes, it was brutal. Did.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, definitely the worst summer I've ever seen as far as that goes.
Really?
It feels like Florida.
Yes.
Yep. Wow.
We have some good golf stuff going on in our area here with U.S. Amateur Qualifier at Walnut Creek tomorrow.
Yep, correct.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the U.S. Junior Amateur in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
One of my students qualified. Joey Purr is playing in it starting tomorrow.
Congrats.
And we have PJ Maybank from Michigan playing in it. Who else is playing in it here? I think there's about six kids playing.
Jordan Garapi was playing as well, I believe.
Okay, so good luck to all those guys.
Yeah, we also had BC James was playing in a tournament, had a little 62 in round number 3, right?
Yeah, I happened to talk to him and Grant. You know, they both qualified for the USAM last week, so they're going. Well, I'm going to kind of trail, be on their coattails at Oakmont in August. And they were at the Southern Am, and I think Pyatt got a little ticked off the way I was talking to him. I called him a chop a couple of times. Like, you're nothing but a chop. What does he do? Shoot 62 the next
62.
Day.
So
he calls me, leaves me a message. And he goes, how you like that, old man? Chop.
Yeah, Grant played too. He played pretty well. I think he had three rounds on the par. And then wasn't Ben Smith playing as well?
Yeah, Smitty played a couple of days. But Tyler Kopp played also and
saw that.
Missed a cut. But that was a biggie.
Low scores there.
Oh my gosh. Old Waverly's not that easy.
What was it, 24 or 5 under? Something like that?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you got going on this week, Jordan?
Tomorrow I'm playing in the Midwest Golf Turf Pro Am up at the Fortress with one of my students who's heading to school in Chicago. And I think BC's playing as well. Are you playing BC?
I'm going to do something different tomorrow. I'm going to play golf. Oh. Yeah, the catch outing.
That's right. Catch
outing. Meadowbrook. Yeah. Yes. With a couple of our friends, Mr. Hall and Mr. Marcero. You better get your game in shape, Jeff. I know you're listening. Nice.
He's here right now.
He's ready.
He's making sure you're not eating online.
My neck of the woods out there, beautiful Northville, just off of 8 Mile. Always out there. JR's been out there for years, and Catch continues to do great things in the community. Before we get to the POW, as we affectionately call it, you guys are going to be up north next week, right?
Boyne, one of the favorite weeks of the year. Tournament My partner, Mr. Marcero. We've got a great team. We've got a good team this year.
I've got Guy Gordon. Yep. The Guy Gordon from WJR and the retired Frank Beckman.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. Yeah, what a team.
I love Frank. I really love Frank.
How about that driver, by the way?
Oh, man. The POW for the week is any club that deems to go crooked in my golf bag. How dare you go crooked in my golf bag? Because I am going to fire you. I'm going to fire the Cobra guys. And I'm going to fire everybody that makes you responsible for my ball going crooked. It is not my fault.
I feel like I'm watching a Columbus Blue Jackets press conference with Tortorella right now.
I love that guy. That guy's the best.
Oh, BC.
It's not my fault.
I can't believe he says that. And then he retracts and is like, I mean, what? Come on.
You know what?
We know DJ. They pile on him.
We all know DJ doesn't love this current driver, but he doesn't go on air and say, I hate my driver. You don't do that. You know
it
what?
Is he something just... every week with him. I'm not joking. Gosh darn week, he's a walking soap opera. Like, it's incredible.
Remember the Memorial he's tax thing exempt. With the ants permanent. And all that stuff? And it was like, oh, that seemed like
permanent POW. Tax exempt, call it what you may, special exemption. He's
permanent
got it.
POW. Permanent. You should just call it the DeChambeau segment.
Yeah, right.
Mike, well, they kick up this whole social media contest, right?
Yep.
Well, you're right. That's
here we go.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
He's going to get part of that.
He'll be making millions, and it'll be called the POW segment.
He needs it. I mean, come on. That's why he's doing it. He needs the money. Jeez.
Koepka, too. That was just classic.
Oh, he's a beauty.
I'm going to drive into the weekend. Here we go.
I love the look on his face, too, because he's enjoying it. You can tell he's just enjoying it. That's a beautiful thing. Speaking of beautiful, cheesy radio segue, but true, check out Willow Metro Park. It's absolutely beautiful out here. I'm going to take my sweet time getting home when we leave here tonight, too, because I really love the surroundings. You've got the woods, you've got the farmlands, and you got this beautiful golf course, right?
Guys, you listen to the radio. It's great listening to Fox, anyway, on WJR, but you don't hear about crime in Detroit. You hear about all over the country. Detroit's a good place to be, thanks to a guy like Danny Gilbert.
Yes.
Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, good stuff.
So thanks to Amy. Thanks to Jeff. Thanks to everybody out here at Willow Metro Park. Jeff Marcero, Mr. Rieger. I call him Mr. Rieger. Jason Fischler back at the studio. Nick Roddy as well. These guys will be up north next week. Good luck to all you guys as well. No doubt about that.
Thank you.
I'll be holding the fort down here, but in the meantime, want to say thank you for listening to us here. Another edition of Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Have a great night, folks.